rain, like after rain, there'll be some umbrella-shaped things that'll come up in the yard.
The little mushroom?
Yeah. Now, if it's the kind that you can't eat, you call them...
toadstools, I guess.
Yeah. Now, you can't eat them on account of their...
their poison, but I can't tell them apart.
Oh, you can't tell them apart.
But I saw some of them one time. You ever see them that... I've seen some of them that look different from the others now. Some of them will come up in a little old stem up so high,
uh-huh.
and they'll have a little pencil right on top. And
oh.
it's as cute as it can be.
Oh.
But the other will come up there and they'll just be a big old toadstool
uh-huh.
right down on top of the ground.
Uh-huh.
But them that have that little pretty little parasol up on top, them the cutest little things you ever saw. But
I never
did
like
see
that.
Them down here. When I saw it up in Ohio.
Up in Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
What part of Ohio?
Well, we was at Akron, Ohio, where my niece lived, that we was there. And they come out up out there in their yard, and they'd get up about that high, and they'd have the prettiest little, it would be big as that,
mm-hmm.
sitting right up there on top.
Mm-hmm.
And this little bit of stem come up there, and they just sit up there. And them things would be the prettiest little thing you ever look at, and it would be sort of a rainbowy color.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing, I never seen them down here in Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
but they,
I haven't ever seen them.
They was up there, and they had a lot of things up there we didn't have down here.
Yeah.
They had a flea market. But you ever see a flea market?
Uh-uh.
Ellen did.
Does it have fleas? Surely they don't sell fleas.
And I'm just going to be honest about it. You're just green as she was.
I am.
I thought it was flea.
Well, why would they call it a flea market?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Why would they call it a flea market?
Yeah.
No, that's where they sell everything. It's more of a curb market. Only they really sell everything. They sell everything. They ain't nothing. They had everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted something else, they had it.
No matter what it was.
They just about had it there. Somebody did.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a flea market up there one day, and my niece carried me in that lane. Of course, the kid went to school, and the old man, he was a young fellow, no, but he went to work. Of course, then we just run around all over Akron, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to flea market.
Mm-hmm.
We went out there and stayed about half a day. I never seen so much junk in all my life. I wish Adeline had part of her junk there. They bought it.
Well, I might sell it for her if you wanted.
Yeah, and they had all kinds of vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had all kinds of glassware. They had all kinds of souvenirs, and they had all kinds of dishes and glasses. And well, and then they have clothes, and they'd have, well, anything that you wanted, name it, they had it. But there'd be, instead of being one clerk, one salesman there, they'd have to be a, well, I bet there was 35, 40 people had different little tents, you know, different. They just back the truck up there and start selling it if you get somebody to buy. We bought some roast ears.
Oh,
that's all we bought, you know. And well, I don't know if we bought any tomatoes or not. No. Anyhow, I know we bought some roast ears.
Mm-hmm.
Something to eat.
Mm-hmm, something to eat.
That's all. I wasn't interested in all that other junk.
Well, now, if a person was eating, now, after he finished chewing it, if he had a bad piece of meat, a tough piece of meat, now he had finished chewing it, so the next step would be to
swallow.
And what would people smoke in those days?
Well, they smoked cob pipe more than anything else, and of course they chewed and smoked both.
Mm-hmm. And then later on, then what would they use?
Well, it went from the cob pipe to the cigarette, of course,
mm-hmm.
but the older people never did leave the cob pipe.
Mm-hmm.
They had to die before they left the cob pipe.
Well, what about those big brown
cigars? They know big cigars. They got, and but all the older people, them days, they all raised their stuff. They raised their own tobacco stalks.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I remember my grandfather raised his own tobacco, and he had his tobacco shed. Now we're talking about, do you have a chicken house or smokehouse or well house or something other than that. He had his backer shed. It was open on three sides,
mm-hmm.
and he'd hang his backer back up in there, and he'd have a top over it.
Oh,